Welcome back to Rock This Way here on Radio Way.
You're all fingers and thumbs tonight, aren't you?
It's always that way. I can't help it. This is The Rock Show.
Just a little teaser. Di has actually written a song from bare bones that I gave her.
Well, it's the start of a song.
It's
the start of a song.
Yeah, it's good.
We're going to maintain the suspense. And just a reminder, Colin's got it right, but we're going to reveal the answers to today's teaser quiz at the end of the show. If you had a think about
it. We haven't had any discussions about what that might have been. I thought it might have been long hair. Could have been tattoos, could have been things that you would be suspended for, wasn't it?
I thought just smoking behind the bike shed,
Yeah, that could be that. Mm. Oh, we could have put all those things in that song, couldn't we?
We could have done.
Was it bunking off, maybe?
Maybe that's another song.
So, yes, there's that. So Colin's got it right. If you know, studio@radioway.org.
Right, talking of songs, Di has done it. She has. From the bare bones of emotion, which was Happy. A Time of My Life, which was summer of 76, when it was baking hot, and the place was, when I was fishing, happened to caught in Bushy Park.
Mm.
So how did you make something out of that? I don't understand how you managed to do that.
I don't know. It just kind of happens. I'm not saying that this is going to be an amazing song, but this is 20 seconds of joy. It does need, you can feel that it's got a twiddly bit coming up, what I would call. Maybe a bridge or another chorus. But anyway, do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
So here we go. Let's see how it goes. It was a hot, hot summer of 76. Me and my friends were getting our kicks. Laying out in the hot summer sun. It was a hot, hot summer. Down at the park, down by the lake, me and the boys started to bake. 30 weeks of hot, hot sun. It was a hot, hot summer.
Very good indeed.
Right? Yeah,
I like that.
That's
good.
Very good.
Very good indeed.
Can imagine the guitars on that one.
Yeah, truly at the end.
Yeah.
Talking of guitars, we have got a bass that's sitting there behind you. You keep on picking it up.
I do keep picking it up, yeah.
A bit of Pink Floyd, maybe.
You know, the thing is, if you've only got a bass, there's only a few things you can play.
Right.
But I always play. Okay, you can hear that. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Yeah.
There's a little bit for you.
Yes, thank you very much for that.
Yeah. Answers on a postcard as to what it was.
It was recognisable to me.
Yay.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I mean, I started playing the bass, I think it was about 2 years ago, and just thoroughly enjoy it. And I would like to get much better at it. And the only way that you get better at it is by playing with other people and playing with people who are better than you and saying, how do you do that bit? And how do you do that bit? And
When the presenters actually gave me that bass last week, and I thought, well, how am I going to tune this? Because I didn't know one string from another. I had to go on YouTube to work out what's the order the strings were and what they should be tuned to.
Yeah, yeah. So and it's all out there. It's all out there. I mean, we were talking about YouTube as a resource, weren't we, while some of the songs were playing. And to learn how to use GarageBand and all these other applications that you can use for mixing your own music, they're all on there. It tells you how to do it and how to get started. Know that all the apps are different. So if you use an iPhone, you get one version. If you use an iPad, you get a different version, a really good version, actually. And if you use iMac, it's a bit more complicated, but you can do a lot more of the chopping up and the fantastic stuff. But if you're interested in that kind of thing, then find out. There's some great colleges around, lots of online courses. And if you want to play, just play. And don't wait for other people to give you the opportunity. Just go out there and ask for it. So if you want to learn how to play the bass, I don't know everything, but I am quite happy to show you the bits that I've learned that have worked well for me.
Thank you very much.
So you don't necessarily need to spend a lot of money now on tutoring and that. So you can find it all there. What would you suppose is the most cost-saving way of learning to play
Well, I don't know, because some things are a false economy. If you if you go with a teacher, because time is also money as well, isn't it? Mm. So if you go to a teacher, you can learn a lot within a short amount of time because they've sat there and thought about how they're going to do it. And just learning how to hold a guitar, where to put your fingers, your wrist only moves in certain ways. So if you're not... If you're not sitting in the correct position, you'll find it very difficult to play. Mm. So learning how to sit and how to hold it are things you can only really get right with a teacher. You'll see some of them on YouTube and stuff like that. But I would say just try lots of different things. Try lots of different things. Look on YouTube, speak to other friends. Playing with friends is a great thing to do because you're under pressure to get it right then because someone else is playing and they'll go, oh, no, do it like this, do it like that. And you can just jam together, and that's just a joy, and you get such a buzz off it. So I really recommend people just pick up your guitars and see how you get on.
I always remember the lazy G.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't. The other one is too complex. There's too much of this.
Yes. Yeah. The lazy G and the lazy C, they work together.
I didn't know the lazy C.
Ah, there you go, you see.
Yeah. Very good.
We'd love to show you. But the thing is, you know, I think Martin's been, and hasn't he, from Martin Kennedy from the Rock Project in Chertsey, and he teaches people how to play, and they walk in the door, having never played an instrument, 45 minutes later they're playing with a live band, and it's absolutely fantastic. And if you've ever thought, I'd love to give it a go, then just drop down to Chertsey on a Monday or a Thursday evening, and Martin from Rock Project will show you how to get on with it.
You go to Weybridge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Weybridge.
As well.
Yeah, and Esher. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's so many bands that are coming out of that. I mean, I was saying about Uke Jam, probably about 35 bands have come off Uke Jam, and there's bands coming out of Rock Projects all over the country. So, yeah, if you want to do something, just get out there and do it.
Mm. Good stuff.
Yeah. And you've got a gig coming up, haven't you?
Oh, we do.
At the Music Box in Hayes?
That's right. It's on this Sunday the 13th, and we are playing from 2 o'clock, and it's called The Silent Rumble. And it's with the Hells Angels, who are coming along with all their bikes to show all their bikes and meeting up, and we're going to be entertaining them.
This is it, folks.
Good luck.
Music Box in Hayes this Sunday, 2 o'clock. That's where you want to be.
With the Hells Angels.
Yeah.
You're listening to Rock This Way on Radio Way, and you're listening to Alan, that's me, and...
And it's me, Matt Richings.
Matt Richings. And we've got to say goodbye to Di, I'm afraid. You ought to rush off, haven't you?
I do, but it's been great to come in, and I've really enjoyed it, so thank you for having me.
Great.
Thank you, Di. Really good, cracking stuff.